All right, on this episode of Bouts Talking Bouts, excited to be talking to an individual coming off of a big main event victory at BKFC 24, finishing Joe Riggs and defending his light heavyweight championship in the process, a second round stoppage. Very happy to be talking to Lorenzo Hunt for the first time and welcoming him onto the show. How's your day going so far, man?
It's a good day, man. How are you?
I'm doing well for sure. And yeah, it was an interesting thing. Like, I love the respect component that you have. Like, I saw the post that you had wishing Joe Riggs a speedy recovery and stuff like that. So good to see that after a big main event fight.
Yeah, people got the wrong idea about me. They think that I'm brash or disrespectful or whatever, but I just give back the energy that I get. It's very reflective. Those guys, they are very dismissive of my skills. They're very disrespectful and they're very, very nasty. They're spoiled, and a lot of times they come off very arrogant, and I just give it back to them. The difference between me and them is I'm willing to take it wherever it's willing to go. The nastier you are to me, I'll show you you're not going to beat me at that. And the nicer you are, yeah, it's a competition. And the meaner you are, you're not going to beat me at that. So it's just, I'm not going to give an inch. But yeah, Joe Riggs is a great guy. I know he does a lot for his community. I know that people love him. The crowd they were in love. I mean, they love Joe Riggs, win or lose. They couldn't have what Joe Riggs wanted to give them. And there's nothing I can do about that.
Yeah, you touched on something interesting earlier on, just talking about like how you handled the, you know, fight approach. Like, I was seeing a prior interview where you were saying, I'm more masterful than I am aggressive. Do you think there's eventually going to become a time with, you know, the quality of performances like this where people will start addressing the mastery a little bit more, or do you not really even care to think about that much?
Honestly, there will always be some people who just are naysayers and are just, you know, they're just looking for a wild, good time. But yeah, eventually people will start to look over and see like, hey, this guy is at the top, the elitist level, and he barely gets touched. Like, he just fought Joe Riggs and didn't get touched. I fought Hector Lombard and only got touched once. Somebody's going to have to say, like, hey, maybe there's something to this whole martial arts thing that he's presented. Because I've been saying it the whole time. I'm not a fighter. I'm a martial artist. I'm not an MMA fighter. I'm a martial artist. I'm not a jiu-jitsu guy. I'm a martial artist. All that stuff is new. The style of fighting, all this bash mouth, crash mouth, I can take a punch, nonsense. It's just that. It's just nonsense. And self-defense was always about not getting hurt. So, yeah, eventually, like, there was an article that addressed the mastery issue of, you know, part of it. And it's going to continue to come out more and more over time.
Yeah, because you've had an interesting journey, like, from that same article I was referencing, like, just how you were like a black belt, like established in the world of business and stuff like that. And then really just saw like a lane with BKFC there. Like, you were kind of saying like, oh yeah, I'd start losing certain fights. And then like, that would be like when the wrestling would be interjected into it. And then BKFC just seemed like the perfect fit.
I mean, I'm that type of guy where, it took me a lifetime to develop the skills that I have as a striker and as a defensive fighter. I fight on my feet. Because the style of martial arts that I do requires you to maintain mobility. And jiu-jitsu is a whole new style of fighting, a whole new style of wrestling, where the people who were adept to Roman Greco wrestling and the people who are into wrestling and jiu-jitsu, they adapted that as their lifestyle, as their fight style, as their technique, fighting from the ground or fighting from the back. It is totally contradicting to my fight style. So when I did get into mixed martial arts, I never was able to, I could grasp it, but I never was able to master it. It takes years and years and years to master something. And I am a bit of a perfectionist. And if I can't master it, if I don't have the time to put it in, I can't go back all the way back to grade school and start wrestling and get the fundamentals of the ground game. I can't dedicate 10 hours a day to jiu-jitsu in order to be the type of fighter that I would like to be in MMA, especially considering my age. So after after doing charity and doing the events and winning a few MMA fights, and like I said, I had all knockouts. I was even told by the HOF when I applied the House of Fame. I don't know if you remember that MMA company. They said that I was a one-trick pony. And it was literally, I had 9 KOs. And they were like, well, you know, what's he going to do on the ground? Which was a good question. We soon found out that my my ground game was limited. BKFC became, bare knuckle fighting became legal. And the rest is history. Now, what you going to do if you can't grab me? That's the new question of the day.
Yeah, for sure. And I love the analytical component to it, too. Like, I always got that impression from you because I'd seen some of the stuff you do for, like, I believe it was Must Love MMA, like some of the different interviews and stuff like that. But then I was also seeing that you had a tutorial on BJJ Fanatics on bare knuckle boxing about extreme defense and how that can generate incredible offense. And I find that very interesting because, like, for me, obviously I've been following BKFC for quite a while now, but, like, I'm still, like, how do these guys like defend themselves in a lot of ways? Because like a lot of the defensive kind of aspects of a lot of stand-up fighting seems predicated on having the gloves and using the padding for certain defensive considerations. So on a creative kind of level, has that been cool for you to like cultivate that defensive style in a sport that seems very limited in the defensive regard?
Yeah, well, honestly, this is not a sport for me. This is a lifestyle for me. It's almost like I compare it to being attacked with a weapon. If I was attacked with a weapon outside a nightclub or something, I wouldn't be able to put my gloves on first. Yeah. I wouldn't be able to wrap my hands first. I wouldn't be able to grab something to protect myself. I would have to use what I have. And the first and most important tool that I have is avoidance. I would have to avoid the weapon. In this case, the weapon is your bare knuckles. Avoidance is the number one weapon. Number one defense. Then it forces you to put yourself in weird positions in order to continue to press your weapon. Now I can hurt you. Know what I mean? So it's like I said, a lot of the guys that's fighting, a lot of people that's doing what they're doing, they're not really considering the life or death aspect. And this really is life or death. I can't let you touch me. You know what I mean? You don't know which knuckle, you don't know about nerve endings, nerve damage, you don't know about which one will put your lights out. You just don't know. One cut can end the fight, one cut could end my life, a strike to the throat could hurt me. I can't let you touch me. So, like I said, I am a black belt. I've always been a self-defense master, and it's going to show more and more and more and more. People are going to be like, wow, this guy is incredible, because the people who are coming into the BKFC, they're bringing all these other ideologies and these other mindsets. MMA, the rough housing that comes with it, grappling, wrestling, jiu-jitsu, all of the Thai, Muay Thai, the dirty boxing and all of that. All of it has pros and all of it has cons. It has weaknesses. It has strengths. It has weaknesses. And they're not really even considering it. Joe Riggs ran into that problem. He is a solid striker. He is a boxer. This ain't boxing. This ain't boxing. He is a solid wrestler. He was a solid MMA guy. This ain't MMA. This ain't wrestling. So until the guys figure out exactly what this is, they're in trouble.
Yeah, absolutely.
And to me, this is a knife fight.
Yeah, that's a good way to be looking at it for sure. It definitely is not boxing for sure, but I love how goal-oriented you are, and I'm curious what would represent a next step? Like, obviously in the post-fight promo, you were talking about aspirations and, you know, cruiserweight and heavyweight in terms of collecting gold. But it also seems like on Instagram, a Gustavo Trujillo rematch would hold interest, like your lone loss in BKFC competition. Like, if you had your druthers, what would the next fight be?
Well, if it's up to me, I'll pick the I'm gonna pick the gold. See, as a champion, it's beneath me to fight for anything but a championship. So I don't hold grudges. I'm not one of those people who's reading comments on Instagram doing what the fans say do. Gustavo cut me. He cut my lip. And I posted that night. I said I would never let a busted lip stop me. And I didn't. So unless Gustavo is in title contention, he will never get the chance to fight me. And I may never get the chance to run it back. But he's doing pretty good. I'm rooting for him because I want him to do well so that we can put on a great show in the 205 division and maybe even again in the future in the heavyweight division. But Gustavo don't make or break my plans. I'm going to be the first 3-seed champ starting with the 205 division because I am the number one contender at 205 with 5 KOs in the 205 division. It's actually ridiculous that I don't already have that belt, which would make me a double world champ already, which would make me on my way to fight for the heavyweight strap. So, I mean, people may look at it like, oh, he's being boastful. Oh, he's this, he's that. I'm naturally 220 pounds. That's nothing for me to fight heavyweight. I'm naturally 220 pounds. 205 is a weight cut. 185 is a hell of a weight cut. So, I mean, what are you saying? If there's anyone who can do it, it's me.
Yeah, you would seem in good position to be able to do that. And to that point, are you going to be closely checking out this Adams versus Kleckler championship fight coming up?
Yeah, I'll be at the fight working my table for the National Alliance to End Veteran Suicide. If you guys go to www.juggernauthunt.com, you can see that I collect donations for charity for the nonprofit NAV vets, and they look after the fighters. They look after our veterans. I'll also maybe be doing the commentary for the heavyweight fight. Honestly, I'm a little ways away from the heavyweight fight, so I don't know how many times the title will change hands between now and then. Right now, my goal is the 205 title. But yes, I will be closely looking at the heavyweight strap because I believe that gold is mine too. I don't believe that Kleckler has the skills or the speed to be able to do something with me. He has the power maybe, but you can't touch me. He can't touch me. We already established that. That's my bread and butter. Arnold Adams, our current champion, He fights kind of similar to me, which actually takes away from his power. So we would actually be a fair matchup, but I'm faster than him. So for what he utilizes in order to maintain his dominance as the champ, it won't work on me. So I'm looking at these guys, and I don't see nothing that I can't handle. Gustavo is literally the haters' last hope. He's the haters' last hope. He's the only thing that people can reach for and say, he's not that great. Gustavo beat him. But other than that, you got to be on your knees praising me as the bare-knuckle king that I am. If you want to play the fence, you can say, Gustavo this, Gustavo that, and then when I beat him, then what? You guys will be searching under a rock, hoping for somebody that can challenge me.
Yeah, well, it seems like people are starting to, you know, figure out what's going on and understand the skill you bring to the table. It seems like a lot of the AEW wrestlers are digging what you're doing, too, so that's kind of fun to see, too.
Yeah, Yeah, a lot of them are my friends. We work together closely. I like AEW. Shout out back to those guys that are doing their thing. But moreover, they're liking Bare Knuckle, and that's really nice because you know they already have the platform. But for them to be taking an interest in the BKFC is amazing, and for them to be closely watching me, that's great too.
Yeah, for sure, man. It's great stuff to see. And I mean, it's been great getting to talk to you. Hopefully the first of many appearances on the show. But I mean, I want to be mindful of your schedule here, man. So to that point, is there anything you might want to add as a parting thought as we're wrapping up here?
Yeah, I would like to say to everybody who's watching and listening, attempt to understand me. I am a disciplinarian. I have total control over my metabolism. I can be what I need to be to get the job done. There are not a lot of people who have dedicated their hearts and their soul into what they're doing, and which is why they're unsuccessful. I want to say to you, find what you're good at. Dedicate yourself to it day in and day out until people disappear. The naysayers disappear, and the people who don't believe disappear. And the only person that will be left is the one person who believes in you, and that's you. And then everything that you want will come true because that's what your focus is. I am ultra focused. I was focused on my goals to become the champ before there even was a title. And then when Hector Lombard stole the title, I was focused. He became my focus after I conquered him. Joe Riggs forced himself into the light and became my focus. Now that I've conquered him, Gustavo, Quentin Henry, the 205 champ, the 205 strap, because Hector Lombard is forced to vacate. He's going to vacate. He's not going to defend that. And the heavyweight strap. And then one day we will look back at these interviews and we'll say, wow, he told us, but we didn't listen.
Yeah, it's a great note to end things off on, man. And I just love what you've been doing with the approach there. Like the individual focus you were talking about is great. And then obviously working with a guy like Elvin Brito, you know, a fellow, you know, champion in the promotion and stuff like that too. So yeah, definitely living the lifestyle, man. And hopefully, again, to reiterate, first of many chats, great getting to finally have you on the show. And hopefully you just have a great rest of your day and enjoy the victory there.
Thank you very much for having me. And you're right. Elvin Brito is a master in his own right with his whole own style of fighting. I can't wait to see more of that. I can't wait to see him take on Luis Palomino and give him a nice slapping. Everything's changing, and we're having fun doing it. Well, we are the top, and you're going to have to beat me to prove me wrong. Go to my Instagram at the Juggernaut Hunt. Give me a shout out. I'll message you back. And go check out my website, www.juggernauthunt.com.
Awesome note to end things off on, man. And yeah, just again, really appreciate it so much. And just you enjoy the rest of your day, man.
Thank you.